So it's Thursday morning here at Michael Faraday School, and we've just come out of our Year 5 assembly, a very, very special themed assembly. We're going to find out what the ideas were that were explored and hopefully share some poetry later on. So I've got five friends, five female friends from Year 5. Let's see who's with us. So, madams, your names, please.
Ellen.
Chantel.
Maya.
Catherine.
Mabina.
Wonderful. So we have Ellen, we have Chantel, Maya, Catherine and Mabina. So Ellen first. What was the main theme in our assembly this morning?
About treating our world and our environment how we want to be treated and nicely.
Yes, it was very much an environmental assembly. Chantel, so what do we mean when we say the environment?
Like the world. The world is like what we live in right now, the world.
And we started off, Maya, by really telling our other friends in other classes why it is so important to treat the world and the environment with their respect. Should we try and remember some of those ideas?
Because if you don't treat it with respect, most of us could end up dying sometimes, and the animals can end up dying.
Yeah, so we're thinking on a lot wider scale about some of the impact it might have. And Catherine, we had some very good practical ideas. If we want to be a bit more environmentally friendly, what can we do maybe first of all at home?
We can recycle our rubbish, and we can use some of our food rubbish to make compost.
Yeah, and then maybe thinking about transport, so Mabina being very, very patient. Why could transport be quite important if we're thinking about being more environmentally friendly?
Transport is really important because that we can use it to get around in different places. But sometimes if it's like a short journey, we can just walk because then it'll create more gases inside the air.
Yeah, and then maybe before we move on to the poem, so perhaps a final question for Ellen. So we linked all this in, these things that we can do, and not just humans. What kind of impact might it have on our planet if we're not being very, very friendly?
It can also destroy animals because of we might use their fur and their ivory horns to make clothing and other things.
Yeah, so that was certainly one of the themes in our assembly. Now, we're going to share, hopefully, some Year 5 poems. So the poems have all been written by all the class members. It's their own ideas, their own thoughts, trying to really think of some more ideas about how we can become much more friendly towards the environment. Maybe Chantel, would you like to read yours first?
My beautiful environment. Pretty little flowers under the trees. Sweet green grass swaying in the breeze. Forest animals snoozing at dawn. The big blue mountains growing so tall. Shiny dainty butterflies fluttering about peacefully. Delicate kittens purring sweetly. If we don't act fast, our world will vanish one day. Do you want our lives to be this way?
How wonderful. So that was Chantel. Maya, are you ready for your poem?
Environment. The world is a beautiful place. I love the whooshing of the sea and the rustling of the trees, the splashing of the ducks and the howls of the waves. I never knew Mother Nature could be this way. The cry of the wind and the chirp of baby birds, waiting for their mothers to return. The snap of twigs under my feet, the wolves howl at the full moon. I love Mother Nature. What about you?
What a good way to end, so actually asking a question. Beautiful, that's been Maya. Catherine, please, yes, your poem, here we go.
Mother Nature, why do we destroy our world? Mother Nature needs our help. How can we destroy it? Why do we hate it? Let's stop the war against the world. Let's stop cutting down the dancing trees. Let's stop polluting the lakes and seas. We need this world for the future. Mother Nature needs our faith. Help us make the world a better place.
Yeah, beautifully read. That was Catherine. We have now Mabina with her environmental poem, written all with your own words and thoughts. So when you're ready.
Why? Why do we chop all our majestic trees and pour rubbish in all the rivers and seas? Why do we drop our rubbish on the floor? Let's recycle, let's do more. Why do we fill the earth with smoke? The earth is under pressure, the earth is nearly break. Get on your knees, be ashamed, and Mother Nature will let you make a change. The world is a place for me and you, so show everything that you can do.
Fantastic, that was Mabina. And we're going to finish with Ellen and her Year 5 environmental poem.
A loving letter for Mother Nature. Dear Mother Nature, we are so sorry. Please forgive us. We love the sound of your rushing rivers, your crunchy ancient branches. We love the feel of your shivering blanket of snow and soaking rain. We love the sight of your opening curtains and clouds allowing sunlight through. We love the smell of your summery blossom. We are so sorry. Please forgive us. We promise to treat you with care, lots of love, the people of the world.
Wow, so many thoughts touched upon there in our Year 5 poetry at Michael Faraday School. That has just been some of the ideas that we explored in our assembly. A lot to think about. Yes. Thank you, ladies. All right? Bye-bye.
Bye.